What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Friday here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5, the Fan. Go Royals. They play those stinking Cardinals this weekend.
The Cardinals were playing Mizzou. I wouldn't root for anybody.
Oh, what? I'd root for Mizzou. College team to beat a pro team? Severe underdog?
If a college team beat a pro team, yes.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
M-I-Z.
No doubt. Mizzou. Hurrah. Mizzou. That's the closest thing we have to, like, the Premier League is college sports. Is that a hot take?
No, I think that's a good take.
No, I mean, nothing has the pageantry than these Premier League games, man, with the coordinated cheers. Like, they try it at some of the, you know, the American soccer events. Obviously, Sporting does some of their kind of stuff, and Portland, you know, does their kind of stuff that I've seen on TV. Like, all of them
cool.
Do it. Yeah, it is. But, then you watch these Premier League games, man. It's awesome. I keep telling you guys, like, we want to do a road trip next year. Just go pick a game, any game, watch a game, just to see what it's like to be part of an environment like that. I wonder. I guess people do say that about the NFL. We see people all the time coming over from Europe to be part of the NFL experience. Like, I think it would be cool for me to go watch the Chiefs play overseas. But if I was already overseas, I would see why you would pass on that and want to come here to watch the Chiefs play. Just like the EPL stuff. They bring these teams over here. I don't want to go to Sporting Park to watch somebody play. I want to go there and experience that kind of atmosphere and environment.
And the only chant we had in high school was L-E-T-S-G-O, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Or Blue Springs Wildcats.
You didn't
and then the
have...
male cheerleaders would go, you know. That was it.
You didn't have the awesome chant, A-W-E-S-O-M-E. Awesome, awesome, awesome are we.
That is awesome.
You didn't have that chant?
No.
Really?
No,
we just had awesome sauce, extra awesome.
God, what did you guys do in high school with the cheerleaders, man? Like, I mean, my God, you got nothing but one chant?
No, we had one nights. Do you know who Icy Vert is?
I don't either.
He's on Twitter. Apparently, he's got a good following.
Okay.
He's got a picture collage of Libby Dunn's, if you missed it, she was on Sports Illustrated cover girl.
Just to catch
he
up.
He just has a quote tweet that says, "What does Paul Skeens have that I don't?"
Money.
And an electric arm.
A lot, yeah.
But I felt that tweet a little bit. I'm like, dang, man. Good for Paul.
Yeah.
Good for Paul.
It's good to be an athlete, isn't it? For a lot of reasons. Money, girls, all the good stuff, right?
No doubt. So strength of schedule came out. Chiefs are 11th on the list of strength of schedule. I believe that there are six teams ahead of them that are on their schedule, maybe more. Baltimore, yes, right? They're ahead of them with a tougher schedule. Washington, yes. Dallas, yes. Philly, yes. Lions, yes. And Giants, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. They got the worst schedule.
The definition of the world isn't fair is the 2025 schedule to the New York Giants.
They don't have a bye until week 14.
Whoa.
Yeah. After Thanksgiving.
They're just toast.
You think Daboll makes it to week 14?
Hell no. Yeah. No, I don't. I saw somebody yesterday say that they think the Giants have one of the best defenses in the NFL right now. Okay. Now, I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. Their offense obviously is going to be better. They have somebody with a pulse playing quarterback this year. Well, it's Russell, but even still, I mean, they got somebody with a pulse. They got a backup guy. I'll be honest with you, man. I think the Giants are going to be one of the more interesting teams to see what happens because there's a lot of drama there, a lot of human interest stuff, right? Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Jackson Dart, to name three. Then you've got Abdul Carter on the defensive side of the football. You got a coach who everybody thinks is going to get fired before October. You got a GM who everybody thinks is probably going to get fired. So, like, it's compelling. There's a lot of storylines there. And, oh, by the way, y'all are trying to save your jobs. There was no quarterback available for you to do that with. And now you've got the toughest schedule in the league. Ooh. And you've got the Chiefs in, like, week three and the Eagles right away. I mean, like, good luck in your first four games. So I think that's going to be a compelling team to watch and to see what they're going to be able to do. The other compelling team, I think, from an outsider standpoint, for me, is New Orleans because they ain't got no quarterback
either.
Did
you see the rumors yesterday?
No.
There's some rumors that the odd man out in Cleveland is Jameis Winston.
Cleveland. He's in New York.
In New York.
Yeah.
And that the next team that would pick him up would be the Saints.
Well, no, absolutely. I said 2 days ago the Saints should trade for Jameis Winston right now.
Yeah.
That would be great for their fans. They would go crazy. They love that guy. That's a smart move. Give the Giants your next two first-round picks for Jameis Winston. I would make that deal in a heartbeat if I were the Giants.
Well, they wouldn't have to trade anybody because he'd be released.
Well, but see, if you know he's going to be released and if you're New Orleans.
But if I know you're going to sell that water bottle or if I knew you're going to give that away.
Right.
And then it's like, well, I'm going to wait and see if anybody buys it. I'm going to be like, well, if somebody buys it, then I lose out. It's not like a huge miss. But if they don't, I know that you're just going to give it away.
But I also understand that for me, Jameis Winston would be a huge miss for the New Orleans Saints because, A, he's a fan favorite. I mean, he's a locker room favorite down there, right? And he's a fun player to have in your organization. And right now, you're going with that oyster guy as your starting quarterback who nobody had ever heard of before March of this year, right? Mm-hmm. And then the draft started, and, oh, this guy that's an oyster, he played at Louisville, go for it. He can play quarterback. I think the Saints need Jameis Winston. And if the Giants were to release Jameis Winston, there'd be a lot of people in line to pick Jameis Winston up. And you want to get Jameis Winston in there, at least if I were running things, and I'm not, obviously, and this is where the Aaron Rodgers stuff kind of factors in, too. Like, we've got mini camp starting here pretty quick, right? In a couple of weeks. If you're the New Orleans Saints, wouldn't you want to guarantee that Jameis Winston is down there to start working with your team and not wait till August to go get Jameis Winston when the Giants would probably release him? That's what I would do. And that's where I would get the jump start on it. That's where if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm like, Aaron, it's you know, dump or get off the pot time now with you. We've got to figure things out and move forward. I saw Ross Tucker called him out yesterday as well, saying, you can't say you want to win. But it was a good call out. You can't say you want to win and then not show up and not be part of a team at this point of the season, too. So, I mean, it's all kinds of crap with Aaron Rodgers. But if I'm the Saints, I'm absolutely calling the Giants and saying, all right, we'll give you, you know, a fourth round pick or whatever it is for Jameis Winston. We'll take him off your hands right now.
The Saints do have the second easiest schedule in the league this year. So you're not going to like an atrocious situation. Obviously, the NFC South isn't that tough. So that's a factor there. And then whatever division they're playing this year. But, by the way, is there a athlete, former or current, that could call out Aaron Rodgers and it would actually make a darn?
No.
Like, there's not. So I don't know why these people keep thinking, like, you got to be there, man, or you're not a real man. It's like, dude, he does not care.
He doesn't care. Stop. Yeah, and that's the thing.
I don't care if you're Ross Tucker, Chris Tucker, Justin Tucker.
Nixon six.
Yeah, dude, like, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, it just literally doesn't. Like
you're
stop.
Right. No, you're absolutely right about that. And I'll follow that up, and I'll go, that's really sad. Because it's like, that guy doesn't have, like, a mentor or somebody that he looks up to or somebody that he respects or somebody that could call him out that would hurt him.
He does. They're just not on this planet spiritually. There's somebody, but it ain't. Not in skin, blood, and form like that.
Used to be Jordy Nelson. He burned that bridge. Donald Driver burned that bridge. Randall Cobb, I don't know if he burned that bridge. He still follows him everywhere, but wouldn't listen to him.
And so, like, I'm just going to give, like, a minor example. Like, if Ryan LaFever sat me down and told me, like, hey, dude, you need to do something better. You're not doing this right. Or so, I would be all ears and I would listen because that's a guy that I respect, right?
You're the guy that does that here.
And I would listen to everything that he had to say. And I would be dialed in because that's Ryan LaFever, right? Like, that's the lead dog in this town. If Mitch sat me down and said, hey, Bob, you need to, you know, do something a little bit different here. Somebody's not liking what you're doing or whatever the case may be, I would listen. Does Aaron Rodgers have that? You have to have those people in your life that are going to give you a little pushback, that are going to be that no man, that are going to keep you grounded.
Maybe his family.
He doesn't even have that.
He's got his sister. He's got his sister-in-law and, like, something going on there.
Yeah, whatever.
He's like, they're the ones that tell me about what's going on.
Yeah, but, sure they are. He watches everything. But you got to have that guy in your life. Like, you got to have that teammate or that peer that can come alongside of you and go, hey, dude, pull your head out of your ass. Stop being a jerk.
But back to the strength of schedule, because the Chiefs have the 11th. I think another thing that's kind of alarming, and I don't know how this is, if it's just because their division is that weak, but Buffalo having their strength of schedule is kind of laughable. Like, is their toughest game all year Kansas City
it
at
is.
Home?
It is.
Is that their toughest game, or is it on the road to Baltimore or Cincinnati?
Yeah, it'd be on the road, I guess, to Cincinnati. I don't know, well, because they host every game. They host their schedules, like the Chiefs. They host all their hard games.
They literally are, like, in the bottom tier of strength of schedule.
They really are. They're at 467 in strength of schedule. I mean, they're tied with Jacksonville, and they're barely above the Jets when it comes to strength of schedule. Now, the Jets don't get to play themselves. I know, they're barely above the Colts when it comes to that as well. But the Colts have the Chiefs and the AFC West on their schedule this year, if I'm not mistaken, right? Don't we play all the AFC South teams? Mm-hmm. So the Colts are going to have, you know, the Chargers and who another nitwit picked to win the division yesterday.
I wonder the Bills are favored in every game this year.
Yeah, right.
I was say, the only team ever to be favored.
No, the Chiefs were last year. 22. 22.
I saw. Okay.
Yeah, 22, the Chiefs were a favorite in every game because it's the first time since 22 going into a season everybody, and the Chiefs were that team. And that's fine. You want to favor them against Buffalo, go for it.
To be fair, the Chiefs are favored in every game they played this year except week 9 against Buffalo.
Except Buffalo, right?
It's weird because, PFF Fantasy and Betting says the Buffalo Bills open as the only team in the NFL favored in all 17 games.
This year.
This year, not
this
all
year.
Time.
Yeah,
not
all this time. Year. Yeah, it's the first time since 22. Yeah. Reading is hard.
I went
to college. K-O-L-E-G-E.
I only did a red reaction show on Monday nights from 7 to 9 that no one listened to. We had to do stats like that, Matt. Yeah. We had to have stats like that because we already heard everything Beakley said and everything else said. It's like, well, what are we talking about now? And Nick Price is like, I don't know. They're favored in every game this year. That's kind of cool. I'm like, all right,
we're in, baby. Yes. No, it's the only game the Chiefs aren't favored in, and it's the first time since the Chiefs in 2022 that a team is favored in every game going into the regular season before that season starts. And look, rightfully so. The Buffalo Bills, really, I mean, their division is terrible this year. Do you see Tyreek Hill? He was caught by the Coast Guard. I mean, you got that for two games.
And he doesn't hate it.
No, it's really good.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Good on him.
I will say, that is one of the very few things that he's done in his career where I'm like, you know what? Good for you.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't let it bother you. In fact, tell them it's hilarious and then throw your own video out there.
Yeah.
So good for you. You're still a terrible person. Like,
exactly. Right. Doesn't
sometimes
change who
terrible
you are.
People can do a good thing. It's like Frank Gallagher from Shameless. You're like, gosh, I want to like this guy. And then immediately steals like $135 from me behind your back. You're like,
it's like Walter White. Are we rooting for a criminal or are we rooting for a hero at that point in time? Right.
But once he ran over those kids on the street, I was out.
Yeah.
Once he took that, whatever that car he drove and got those drug dealers on the corner, I was like, okay,
you're out. But then you were crying. At least I was crying at the end when I better not give it away. People don't want to. But Tyreek, a little loser. But I think, it was funny the way that he did that though yesterday. way on X, formerly Twitter. I did appreciate that tip of the cap to Tyreek Hill, who still will go down as the greatest wide receiver, in my opinion, until somebody passes him in franchise history. Doesn't change who he is, but great deal by the Colts. I love that. But the Bills, they get the Jets twice, they get the Dolphins twice, and they get the Patriots twice. And all three of those teams last year were no good. So that does, you know, buffer that strength of schedule. I think New England's probably going to be better than what people are giving them credit for.
Can I give the Bills a comparison? Because this is who they remind me of. Because I understand why the Chiefs are hated. They're in your face. They're good. Like, Dallas is hated because they're in your face and they suck. Like, it's like, why am I watching this team?
Well,
it's like,
Fox
I don't
even
know.
Said that yesterday when they were doing their conference call about the schedule. Like, we took less Cowboy games this year.
Wow. Yeah. And the Chiefs are like on Hallmark. They're on a documentary. They're on everywhere. They're literally everywhere, and they win, and they always go. Totally understand the hatred. I understand it. Buffalo, can we have a minute real quick? Because you know what Buffalo reminds me of? Buffalo reminds me of that friend of yours that's in their mid-30s that still lives in their parents' basement. They're enabled. They're given every pass. They're forgotten about when it comes to whining and complaining. Chiefs tried to challenge the overtime rule. Didn't get it. Buffalo does it. Okay. Buffalo fans can't watch their game because they got too much snow, and the fans have to shovel it, and they want to move the game. But, oh, boy, you do that in Kansas City, league's favoring the Chiefs. Josh Allen, the referee, can have a pat on the back conversation. Oh my God, if Mahomes does that, the entire
league. Oh, you're the one where the ref ran over and sat down on the bench with him, got his autograph, asked about his girlfriend, cooked him dinner, and then went back out onto the
field. Also, in your opinion, quick answer, was Josh Allen the MVP last year?
Yes.
Okay. Because Lamar Jackson statistically had a better record.
He did. Much better.
Two years ago, Lamar did it over, Josh overdid Lamar, and Lamar won
it. So again, we're enabling it. Because, you didn't get yours. Yeah. Okay, well, this year you're going to get yours. Okay?
Like Josh Allen was like the seventh best quarterback in the NFL last year.
I don't know if that's true, I remember looking at
some numbers and like he was seventh best in like I forget what the stats were, but it wasn't like it was like God, what was
it? His numbers weren't eye popping.
Yeah, right, exactly. They weren't the eye popping numbers.
Burrow's numbers were better. Yep. Lamar's numbers were better.
For sure.
I think Daniel's numbers were better.
Yeah, probably some. Daniel of them. Jones really was better than Josh Allen. Yes,
but like that's who they remind me of. Like. Who's your player in the NBA that you said always gets away with stuff?
Tyrese Halliburton.
No.
No.
Was it SGA?
It was Ant.
Okay, Ant.
Ant.
Right? Like, they're like wanting them to go do it.
Yes.
So they get to do whatever they want.
I agree.
And it's just like, when are we going to stop? Like, softest schedule of any contender. These are all the teams behind Buffalo. And I'll go quickly. Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Jets, Cardinals, Panthers, Titans, Patriots, Saints, Niners.
All of the who's who in the NFL right there.
If that was the Chiefs' rank of strength of schedule, everyone would be like, the NFL's fixed, it's over, they're done.
Riots.
And then here's Buffalo. Well, they've lost in 4 Super Bowls. They can't beat the Chiefs. Well, it's okay. I just feel like they're the kid that lives in the basement that's like 34, and it's like Nick Swartzen from Grandma's Boy. Chill, my roommates are up. Dude, your roommates are your parents. Yeah, okay. And like they still sleep in the car bed. You know, they have the lava lamp that's still
lit up. What's wrong with that?
Move out of your house. Show some stake in yourself, because the NFL just keeps enabling the Bills. And I'm kind of in the point where I'm like, maybe I'm a biased Chiefs fan, but you got to move out of mom and dad's house.
Well, I think
you graduated
also,
college, you got your degree, you have a job 9 to 5, you're making whatever a year. Get out.
Yeah, we've told the children once you go to college, you ain't coming back into the home. We kid, obviously. But I mean,
Tuesday turns into Monday.
Right? As soon as they go, that house gets sold. We're not telling them where we're going, right? But no, I kid about that. But like Buffalo for me, like I don't even remember the Chiefs having this lowest strength of schedule when we had a bad division, right? It felt like the Chiefs were always playing those big time marquee games. And because they were, you finish in first place, you get two first place teams on your schedule. But it seems like the Chiefs were always hit. hitting their other grouping of teams, whether it's the South or the West or the North, and they were always really good. I think Buffalo's just hitting this stride right now where they're in a bad division and the rest of the teams on their schedule just happen to be bad this year. And so they still have to go out there and do that. Buffalo is still that kind of unicorn out there that everybody thinks is going to be this great team all the time, and then they never reach the finish line. They never make it to the end. They never accomplish that final goal. This is a good year for them to try to get after it because they are playing in a very weak division. So they're not going to have to exert a lot of strength and effort and energy to win six games in their division this year because they don't have any competition in it.
You want to fire up the city of Kansas City with a text?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Why don't you read that third one, Mac?
Is it the 913?
Yeah.
I'm a diehard KC fan. All right, I'm a diehard KC fan, and I would take Josh over Mahomes.
All right, we're going to go home for the day. No, just stop. I'm out. I'm done.
Wow. Andy Reid is key here. Josh with Reid would have... If Bob is getting up and why?
What the hell was that?
I'm a diehard KC fan. I would take Josh over Mahomes. Andy Reid is the key here. Josh with Reid would have the same amount of Super Bowls.
Wow. Andy Reid's part of it, man. The situation's great.
But he doesn't throw it.
But yeah,
he doesn't have the mind in the middle of the trenches. That's tough.
That's tough.
You ain't a diehard, if I have to be honest. That's not diehard status. Diehard, you're dying with your guy in the battle lines. And you're saying you're going to go over Josh. And come on now.
When I was raised, my mama told me, if I have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Okay.
She also said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Like I said, you know, Friday. Fire them up Fridays.
Wow, another one. Yeah.
Oh,
people would rather have Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes.
Josh Allen better than Mahomes from the 660.
Well,
and this is how you
know everybody's entitled to their opinion. Congratulations.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure.
This is how you know Mahomes is in a different category. Goes to the next text, 816. Taking Josh Allen over Burrow is insane. There's always going to be another quarterback. It's always Mahomes, though. Mm-hmm. It's always comparing to Mahomes. With Josh Allen, you compare him to Burrow. You compare him to Lamar. Mahomes, everyone just gets compared to Mahomes. That's how you know he's the GOAT.
Not only that, they stay good because they have a great team. And the Chiefs were great with their offseason rank.
What the Chiefs have done in this whole generation is remarkable. Teams do not stay on top for a long period of time. It is tough to do. And we're watching the Celtics right now, who are probably going to win the series, by the way. I'll just go on record and say that right now, right? Celtics probably win that series.
Is that game 7 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, 7.
7 in New York?
And so, but the Celtics are tired. We've talked about that and how all of the high-stakes games get up and really just, you know, mess with you and take all that away and all that, you know, adrenaline away. And you get tired towards the end of these seasons when you're playing every year in the postseason. And I was watching the Digging Deep podcast with Dayton yesterday with Moose and Haas and Peter Moylan. And, you know, it's an hour and a half. It's worth every minute of your time to watch this. We'll play a little bit of it coming up later on in the show about what he had to say about some trades and stuff that they were going to make. But one of the things they were talking about, Haas and Moose, they go, by the end of 15, dude, we were exhausted. We played that extra month the last 2 years. We were brutally exhausted, both physically and mentally. Fast forward that to where we are now with the Kansas City Chiefs, with Patrick Mahomes and this crew. They've played into the postseason and into the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship game every year for the last 7 years. They've had a month tacked onto their schedule every single year, and we're not talking baseball. We're talking football. You want to know how exhausted mentally and physically these guys are, and they do it every single year, and then they reload the team, and 33% of the team turns over every year, and they're still in first place. They're still winning championships, and people want to take shots at that, and oh, God, just get off my lawn today with this kind of stuff. Like, the Chiefs and what they are doing is one of the more remarkable things we've seen in the history of sports. This side of the New England Patriots doing it for 20 years.
Yeah, it's tough. And that's more respectable when you continue to stay at the top. Not only that, just continue to go to Super Bowls.
And continue to change over personnel. Like, there's been 5 guys that have been part of all of this, and 3 of them are the long snapper, the kicker, and, like, the punter. Not even the punter at this point, but the kicker and the long snapper, 2 of, the 5 that have been here through this entire run. So you're changing over personnel, which means you're also changing over continuity, which also means you're changing over, you know, guys working with each other and learning a new system every single year. Like, I think we still sell the Chiefs very short for what they've been able to accomplish over these last 8 years, because what they've been able to accomplish over these last 8 years is...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Something that nobody else did. New England Patriots didn't do anything like this. They didn't go all the way to the Super Bowl every single year. They went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl championship. They didn't go to the AFC championship game seven straight years and have to go on the road for one of those and have most of them at home like the Chiefs have had. But either way, you didn't do that. You didn't play this deep into the season. Like the Chiefs, people don't factor in how mentally exhausted and physically exhausted they are for playing all of these games. All the new people that constantly come in. And they never miss a beat. They never miss a beat.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.